The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the first chapter. Now the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. Brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. What about Joseph? Every year during Advent, we get one little snippet about this poor guy that ends up as a main player in all our Christian Christmas pageants. Have you ever seen a Christmas pageant without Joseph? And yet, if Hollywood were to produce a movie about a whole gospel, no major player would want to be Joseph, because he's in the story for like this long. Seems like he's a bit player. But because of our Christmas traditions, he's really big. And if you're Roman Catholic and you've ever sold a house, you have buried Joseph in your backyard. We even did that in West Bend, because, you know, whatever helps. We all remember them from the pageants. I have one particular vision from my last congregation, our saviors in West Bend. And my kids are here, so I get to play with them. But I think David was in third or fourth grade, and he got to play Joseph. And he sat next to Mary on the front chancel steps, and his look said it all. "I had nothing to do with this." And that's kind of what Joseph is. "I had nothing to do with this." Have you ever had your plans really messed up? Like, you've got a plan for your life, and you know where you're going, and you know where you're not going. Well, I think Joseph had a plan for his life. You know, he was a builder. He had a craft. He was engaged, we imagine, to the love of his life. He was planning his life out with Mary. And, you know, maybe someday they would have children together, and the kids would grow up to take over the business, and they would take care of him and Mary in their old age, and, you know, just a normal life. And then he has this wacky dream. Okay, Joseph, you need to pay attention here. Mary. Yeah, I know you guys haven't, but she's going to bear a son. and you're going to name him Jesus, for he's going to save the world from their sins. Can you imagine? I never thought my kids were going to save anybody from anything. I'll just lay that out there, but we're so proud of you. But I remember as a 15-year-old, and I was very fresh and energetic in my faith. My sister, the Southern Baptist, you know, really got me riled up about Jesus and, you know, got me to read the Bible and got me to, you know, express my faith in all sorts of ways. But I was playing organ at our home church. And I remember vividly, some of you have heard this, my home congregation was just awful to their pastors. You know of some of those churches, right? This is not one of them. I love you guys. But they were so awful to him. And I remember playing organ, practicing hymns, and thinking, I am never, God, listen to me, I am never going to marry a pastor. Well, the truth is, we got married in 85, and he wasn't a pastor till 1992. So I didn't actually marry a pastor, but God got God's message to me anyway. Never say never to God. Because sometimes God's going to take your words and flip them upside down on their head and say, see, I was way ahead of you on this one anyway. But sometimes listening to God also involves taking risks. And Joseph took this risk. He trusted the dream. He took Mary. He helped her raise this child. And this child did not become an apprentice or a builder, or carpenter, as they say. This child went on to teach and preach and heal and welcome and gather and love and die for the sins of the world. Joseph had been waiting for a Messiah. And he had no idea, couldn't have any idea at the time how God was going to use him. All he knew was when an angel comes to you with a risky proposition, say yes. I think this congregation does that on a regular basis. And we've made so many new friends because of it. And the community looks at us. Someone at Tuba Christmas yesterday said, well, what's the deal with the Christmas baskets? And I said, oh, we feed hungry people. That's kind of our thing. And she was just so curious. And came over and peeked into the bags. Well, we served Christmas baskets to how many, Judy, yesterday? 35 families, ranging in all sorts of sizes. And they all got meat and potatoes and canned vegetables and pies and all sorts of good things that they could enjoy a holiday meal. This is the Messiah that Joseph was going to help raise. The Messiah that reached out to feed the hungry, to love people that weren't just the powerful or important, but even the bit players. You know, if you ever think, God's not using me for much, just remember, remember that Joseph gets like 2 sentences in the whole Bible. God's using you. We don't know how. Sometimes we don't. Sometimes we do. You know, sometimes I visit people in a nursing home and they say, "Pastor, God doesn't have any use for me yet anymore." And I say, "Can you pray?" Can you give someone else comfort? Because it's not the big and the bold and the bombastic that's changing the world in Jesus' name. God chose to do that through a tiny infant and introduced that infant first to shepherds in a field. You know, there was no newsflash. Shepherds in a field. This tiny, helpless baby with neither the capacity to hate nor harm. That's how God became incarnate. Became one of us. So take the lesson from Joseph. God has a place for you. And maybe you know what it is, maybe you don't know what it is, but if you get a kind of frightening proposition that maybe you should take a little risk, go meet someone new, go visit someone you haven't seen for a while, listen to that voice that's calling you to do something. You never know what your place will be in the story generations from now. Joseph certainly didn't. But the infant Christ, the Emmanuel that comes for all of us, comes for you. May the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds. In Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.